We just got finished with a symphony week that we did all last week when we chronicled so many aspects of what it takes to keep a symphony orchestra going surrounding the Spokane Symphony. The week before that, we did theater week and intensively. We'll branch out a little more in what we're doing this this week, but right now, Prima Trio, which is opening the series of the Auditorium Chamber Music Series in Moscow tomorrow night. Here with me to really get inside this is Leonard Garrison, the flute teacher at the University of Idaho. Good morning and welcome back.
Thank you. It's such a pleasure to be with you, Vern.
Well, it's great to have you here. We've had a good time on the air in the past talking about some of your many activities with you as performer. Now you're in a different role because you're assuming some of the leadership of the Auditorium Chamber Music Series, aren't you?
Right. The series is embarking on its 30th season.
Wow.
And its founder, Mary Dupree, is now emeritus professor at the university. And so she's served as the director for 30 years, and I think it's about time for her to finally retire. She's been so generous with her time. So I'm easing in as director of ACMS, as we call it.
So you're a busy man with plenty to think about. Without this, what motivates you to do this?
Well, you know, you and I have enjoyed playing in orchestras and as musicians in many different venues and media. And I regard chamber music as the best, the creme de la creme. It's just so intimate and draws people in. It's really a great medium.
And then you have a nice place to do it, too, which you've named your series after. Talk about the room.
The University Auditorium is a gorgeous spot. It seats about 450, so it's the perfect size. Our audiences tend to be a little over 300, and great acoustics, but a wonderful warm space, lots of wood, and stained glass windows. So it's right in the old administration building at the University of Idaho, the kind of the central building on campus.
I remember well when I was probably 6, 7, 8, or 9 years old, because I'm from Moscow, and when my parents would take me there, and the concert would be okay, but I, as a little kid who wasn't always engaged in the concert, I could always count the lights and count the holes in the ceiling and all those things, too, just because it's a fun room to look at.
It is. The lights you mentioned are really fascinating, sort of chandelier-type fittings to the room.
Yeah. And so when you define chamber music for the Auditorium Chamber Music Series, how do you try to structure a season? You have, five concerts, I think?
We have 5 concerts per season, and our audiences love variety. So we always have a string quartet every year, which is, you know, the traditional medium for chamber music. Our vocal ensembles are extremely popular. So we have the New York Polyphony coming in March, and we try to please our wind players in the region. And so we have a kind of a broad definition of chamber music.
And then what about new music?
Well, of course, we like to include new music, and so in October we have the Deviant Septet. It's kind of fun to say their name.
It is.
But they are leading musicians in the New York scene. Many of them play for some of the other famous New York new music groups like Alarm Will Sound.
Mm-hmm. And so so that's the array of concerts that's happening. And and your series opens with the group that we just heard. Tell me about the Prima Trio and finding them and knowing about them. Is it because your wife's a clarinetist that you had an inside track on that one?
I did. This group is very young, and they formed at my alma mater, the Oberlin Conservatory of Music. And the clarinetist especially, I'm really impressed with him because after graduating from Oberlin, he assumed the position of principal clarinet in the Metropolitan Opera.
That's a big deal.
That's a great position. But then he left the Met and is now the principal clarinetist of the Los Angeles Philharmonic.
Wow. And nevertheless maintains his trio and keeps it going. Yeah.
I think they're really trying to keep this going. They've recorded one album, they're working on another, and touring fairly widely.
My guest, Leonard Garrison, let's talk about the Deviant Septet in that, as you say, it's a very fun name to say. Describe the Deviant Septet.
Well, they formed because they have the instrumentation of Stravinsky's wonderful work, L'Histoire du Soldat, The Story of a Soldier. They are going to perform this piece. The piece was written for narrator and an ensemble of seven players, but they self-narrate the piece. They trade up. Whenever they're not playing, they take the part of the narration.
Cool. Kind of like the Opus Zoo concept.
Exactly.
That Berio did. And then, you know, it's a famous thing. You have a really great piece written by somebody for a strange instrumental combination. You get together and play with them, and then you wonder what else you can find to play. We horn players have that in the Brahms Trio. It's such a great piece, and then we hope other people will write that. Will write for that combination, and seems like they're in that boat a little bit. Yeah.
They are, but what they've done is commission a lot of major works from major American composers, including Carolyn Shaw, whose work I love. She's a Pulitzer Prize winner now, young woman.
Nice. And so that'll be the late October concert, will be the Deviant Septet. And then we're in January, and the Chiara Quartet. Now, this tradition, I think, goes back the whole 30 years, doesn't it, to always have a string quartet as the midwinter concert?
Right. That's when we have a residency. And this is something wonderful about the auditorium series, is that we don't just bring these world-class groups to Moscow for a concert, but they always do outreach. Mm-hmm. And so the string quartet is in town for 4 days. They give master classes for our School of Music, and they present, it's called the Palouse Chamber Music Workshop that is open to young people throughout the region. And then they play in shelters and nursing homes, mm-hmm. and libraries and hospitals. It's wonderful to have them for that length of time.
And you encountered them before? They were there a few years ago?
Right. The Chiara was here, I think, 4 seasons ago, and they were such wonderful guests, both in terms of their teaching and their personality and their incredible playing, that we wanted to have them back as soon as possible.
And the unique aspect of this quartet?
They play everything, as they say, by heart. It's just incredible. They don't have music stands on stage, so they're watching each other, and the sense of intimacy is just amazing. And it's amazing. I've seen soloists, of course, memorize, but a chamber group playing by memory is a unique experience.
Mm-hmm. Should back up for a moment and say that, as with so many midweek concerts, the concert time is 7:30, and the season opener, the Prima Trio, therefore tomorrow night at 7:30 at the auditorium in the administration building at the University of Idaho. My guest, Leonard Garrison, and so you were pretty excited about the Chiara Quartet coming along. And talk a little bit more about them, because you've experienced them and what they do, and then we'll play a little bit of Brahms.
Well, the last time they came, they ate lunch with all of the local coaches for this Palouse Chamber Music mm-hmm. Workshop, so we could ask them questions. And one question was, what's the difference between being a touring string quartet now and previous generations? And they were saying, well, the Guarneris and the Budapest, they just played concerts, mm-hmm. right? But now it's essential for a touring musician to do all of this outreach mm-hmm. and, you know, to develop a relationship with the audience. So they've done a lot of things on Facebook and social media, and they've played in bars.
Yeah.
Very innovative.
Now, you teach at the University of Idaho. Within what you're teaching your music students, are you finding direction and an opportunity and such for your students to really gain those skills?
I think so. You know, we've established a new degree in music business, mm-hmm. and students now coming up to be successful, they have to be entrepreneurial, mm-hmm. because it's the traditional avenues for being successful in music are not so wide as they used to be.
And so you have that so that they can go out and learn how to do all these things. Let's hear a little bit more of the Chiara String Quartet from their album Brahms by Heart, in which they did the three Brahms quartets and then the quintet, one of the quintets with a violist. This is quartet number 2 in A minor, not the same one that they're going to be doing in their January concert, but this is the finale of the Brahms second quartet. String Quartet playing the last movement of the Brahms Second String Quartet, the group that will be appearing at the Auditorium Chamber Music Series in January, and the classic residency that series does. My guest, Leonard Garrison, with me, and you spoke earlier of the attraction of vocal programs to your series. Talk a little bit more about that.
Well, you know, we have a lot of vocal majors at the university, and we have fine choirs. Our top choir is the Vandaliers. Mm-hmm. And so this population of students is really interested in seeing world-class groups. So we've had Chanticleer. That was actually the most popular program that we've ever put on. We were sold out for that several years ago. But this year, our vocal group is New York Polyphony on March 21st.
Now, how many people are in that group?
They're four men, mm-hmm. Countertenor, tenor, baritone, and bass. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you know about them? Are they kind of a full-time touring group or busy people that put themselves together for an occasional run-out?
They are full-time. They're incredibly busy. And I'm really impressed with their marketing, their website. And I looked, because they're coming to Moscow on March 21st. That Sunday beforehand, they're singing the National Cathedral. So it's quite a trip for them. And then the day after Moscow, they go to Missoula and sing a concert there.
Let's get a sense of their singing, and then we'll talk a little bit more about them. The really sublime singing of the group called New York Polyphony. We're going through the season of the Auditorium Chamber Music Series in Moscow, and that's the concert that will be happening in March. And Leonard, tell me a few things of that are on that concert.
Well, it's an unusual program, but I'm looking forward to it. It starts with medieval music by Loisette Comper, who's Franco-Flemish, the Low Countries, and then the Lamentations by Francisco de Peñalosa, Renaissance Spanish composer. And then even though the core of their repertoire is early music and they have this beautiful kind of pure vocal style, they do a certain amount of new music. So a piece by Andrew Smith, a contemporary British composer, and then Cyrillus Kreek, who's an Estonian composer, and that kind of represents a very rich choral tradition in Estonia.
That leaves only one more concert on the Auditorium Chamber Music Series in April, the Cheng Chao Trio. This is a unique group. Describe it, please, Leonard.
Well, there are three pianists, and Alan and Alvin Chow are twins that I've known all my musical career. Alan is a professor of piano at Northwestern University. Mm-hmm. He's been in Spokane before, I know, for judging Music Fest. Alvin is a professor of piano at the Oberlin Conservatory with his wife, Angela Cheng, who you mentioned to me had mm-hmm. been a soloist with the mm-hmm. Spokane Symphony. so they're familiar with the region.
Yeah. And so it's a piano trio. We say piano trio and usually mean violin, cello, and piano, but this is a true piano trio, right?
Three pianos, and actually their program is a mixture of piano solos, four hand pieces, and they all three sit on the piano bench together for at least one of their works.
And so, unfortunately, we don't have the video on that, so you'll just have to imagine three pianists at one piano doing this Brahms Hungarian dance. Brahms Hungarian dances, three people, six hands, what would that be, 30 fingers, all at one piano of the Cheng Chao trio, Angela Cheng, the pianist, joined by the brothers Alvin and Alan Chao, and they're all one way or another kind of related, as my guest Leonard Garrison was saying. So there's an outline of the Auditorium Chamber Music Series as you're celebrating 30 years. You're going to pop a little champagne on tomorrow night or something just out of the sheer fun of doing that?
Yeah. Actually, we're going to have an open reception for the public at 6:45 tomorrow in the foyer of the auditorium at the university. And so join us sometime between 6:45 and 7:30 is the concert time. And we'll have a big birthday cake for 30 years. And tickets are only $20 general admission and $10 for students.
Great. Well, then that's the longtime series, the only such series at a university in our area, the Auditorium Chamber Music Series of the University of Idaho.